Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's a big, you know, obviously without Aaron, I don't think we would probably be pursuing that. Reynolds is still a really good player. Seeing him last night just kind of reminded me of, you know, what an impact he'll have in our locker room for our football team. But, you know, this was a very important thing for Aaron, and that's why we did it.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We've got Rami Makhlouf here flanking us. You guys can still call in 414-799-1250. We will get to you. Rom Dog is coming back from a vacation. Or you're more of a staycation guy, are you not?
I am a staycation guy more times than not.
Do you know, today now I have you, there's no echo, so I don't know what you did differently this week. I have no echo.
I didn't do anything differently. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing. You know how the app works. I just pull it up, I hit the button, I connect, and I'm here.
So maybe it was on my end.
Yeah, it was definitely on your end.
And now I hear an echo.
Oh, damn God. It, dude.
It'll be fine. It's just Nobody else can hear. It's just I have. I don't know if you know this about me. I have super, like, my senses are better than most.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear better. I can touch better. I can smell better. And
I have great vision. I have great vision.
I'm 2010.
I have great sense of smell.
I'm 2010.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My vision is 2010.
Is that better than 2020?
It's twice as better.
Twice as better.
Yeah, my speaky is bad. But my CE is good, and my feely is good, and my heary is good.
My hearing is shot, dude, because I've been listening to music way too loud my whole life, and we work in radio and have, you know, speakers strapped to our heads for a few hours a day. But my sight is great. I don't know if it's 2010. I never really got it checked. I just know I can read signs from really far away. And my smell is real good. That's why I'm a great cook. I don't know. Feel is feel. I mean, you either feel or you don't, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a poster in my bathroom that says that. Either feel or you don't. You know, it's been weird. Oh. And welcome back, by the way. Today you'll be back on the Rami Show.
I will.
3 to 6. What's been weird about the last 24 hours, and I just want to remind everybody that the Bucks won the NBA championship 9 days ago. Let's not forget about that. Brewers also made a trade. We've talked about that throughout the day. There's just a lot going on. But what's weird with the Packers stuff is how honest everybody's being. Rodgers, and we wanted that from Rodgers. We didn't want him to smirk up there and play it down.
You got it. You finally got it.
What?
You got Rodgers. You got an open, honest, candid Rodgers. Everybody has been so annoyed that he's been so ominous and you know, hiding in the shadows all these months. You finally got it. You got what you were asking for.
Yeah, and then Devontae's been super honest, saying, I just want to get the most money. And now Gutekunst just this morning admitted, I mean, we all knew it, but he admitted, yeah, we did this Cobb trade for Rodgers. We did it for Rodgers. Rodgers saying they have a professional relationship. That's it. Clearly, they're not friends. Is this just what's going to be all year? Rodgers and Goody just kind of take shots at each other. And we got to play football, first of all, but this might not go well, Rami, is my worry.
No, this is going to go really well. This is exactly what you want, is Aaron Rodgers coming back and knowing that he can stick it to Brian Gutekunst by having another great year and then making him send him elsewhere. This is exactly what you want, Bart. I told people this last year when they drafted Jordan Love. I said an angry, pissed off Aaron Rodgers with something to prove is the best thing that can happen for Packers fans, and look what you got. You got an MVP season.
Get it from his point of view. From Rodgers' point of view, him being good is good for the Packers. So what is he? He hasn't won anything.
Bart, at this point, there's two ways that he can win. He can either win by making Brian Gutekunst trade an MVP-level quarterback, or he can win by making Brian Gutekunst change course and not go with the Jordan Love plan, and Aaron Rodgers gets to live out the rest of his NFL days in a Packers uniform.
All right,
Those are the two ways that he wins this thing.
Well, yeah, it's just weird that for him to prove Goody wrong, him playing well actually benefits Goody, because then Goody's going to win a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. But that's the only way that he can win this thing, man. I mean, this is definitely about Aaron Rodgers versus Brian Gutekunst and the suits at Lambeau right now. That's exactly what this is. And he's either going to make them look bad by having to trade him, or he's going to win titles and make them look bad by thinking that he was done and they needed to go and get Jordan Love.
Did you stay safe from the storms last night?
I didn't even know there were storms till about 3 in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was
How asleep, disconnected dude. Were you?
I was asleep, man. When did the storm start?
The whole day, all anyone was talking about was the storms.
In Milwaukee? There weren't storms in Milwaukee.
Yeah, there was a huge band that came through.
Yeah, like in the middle of the night. Nothing during the day. Not where I was. I walked my dog twice yesterday.
Well, yeah, but we were all... Like, I brought in furniture last night.
Oh, dude, I don't panic over weather. I don't know why people panic over weather.
Because it was a direct... It was a lot of wind.
Okay, so what was going to happen?
Stuff would fall over.
Stay in your house.
Some people lost their house.
All right, well, then that's a problem, but man. I didn't, and neither did you.
John is in Milwaukee. Let's get out to John.
Man, you sitting up here.
John, hey, John.
Yeah.
You're radio. On the phone.
You're okay. On the radio.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my guy in the back.
Oh, okay.
I'm driving Uber, but I want to say this.
You're driving Uber right now? There's a guy in the back right now?
Yeah. Say something, Carl. Say something. He said, what up with you?
All right.
Man, I need y'all to hear me, man, because I'm tired of all these cats calling in, dogging Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to look like that team 75 miles down the road from us.
Northwestern.
No. Oh, the Bears. The Chicago Bears.
Yeah, my bad.
The idea that we could get another quarterback, first of all, we were blessed to either have two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, really three, but in my lifetime, two, that will go to the Hall of Fame in Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. We let one of them guys go. And I kind of agree with us letting Brett Favre go. But I have a problem with this.
I can't believe you're driving an Uber right now.
Yes, I am. I'm good. I'm hands-free.
The guy's okay with it, though? You're not going to get, like, a low rating?
Yeah. I love sports.
I love sports.
Now, listen. I'm saying to you right now,
you 5 stars.
I don't understand why in the world people would get angry with Aaron, because Aaron wants the best people around him.
Thank you.
If you've ever played Madden, you're not going to put a scrub team on the field.
I play Madden.
Yeah, you're not going to put a scrub team on the field. You're going to get the best players available.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying to you, you know, I feel him. I'm tired of all of this. What Gutekunst needs to do is look at the model that the Bucks did. The Bucks went and got somebody that Giannis needed to win him a championship. And what happened?
They won. Bucks and six.
All I'm saying, man, is the guy want to win. I want a winner on my team. I don't want no losers. And the cat that they got
the
running
guy goes,
this damn team, excuse me, but the guy that got running this team, they don't understand, man. You gotta put the best players on the field.
John, that's a 5-star call. Thanks, buddy.
That is a 5-star call and a 5-star Uber driver. And that's what I've been saying this whole time, Bart. Aaron Rodgers wants what you want. I haven't understood at any point why anybody is upset with Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on a second. The guy in the back goes, I love sports.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I'm like, are you okay with the guy goes, I love sports.
That's amazing.
But that's better. I would take that. If I'm in an Uber, I wouldn't mind if my guy called into a radio show, because that would save me from the, so how long you been driving Uber conversation.
I did a hit in Vegas on my way to meet you in the Deer District before game six, Bart. I did a hit in Vegas from the backseat of my Uber. And I felt bad because I was talking on the phone the whole drive. But then he was like, no, I thought that was really cool. That was really interesting. So it can be done. Nobody really wants to talk to each other. They don't want to talk to us. We don't want to talk to them. I think that saves everybody a little trouble if you're on the phone when you get in the car.
Hey, you gonna be driving all night today, or same conversation?
Every time. So I bet you're taking a bunch of people out here tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty busy, huh? When I went to the this is gonna sound vain. I don't. So when I got the Uber from the station to the Deer District last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he should have known me.
Oh, God.
But he's talking Bucks with me, and, like, he just picked me up from the sports station.
Yeah?
You got to figure that I work at the station.
You could work for Kiss or Mix.
I don't know.
I like that you said this is going to sound kind of vain. It sounded very vain.
Well, I know, but I just
super
thought like...
Super vain. Well, like, why don't you know me?
Well, I mean,
don't
if
you know
you
pick, who I am?
If I pick up a police officer
I'm the guy with the chairs. I put the chairs out there. How dare you?
If I'm an Uber driver, I pick up a cop from the police station, take him home. I'm not going to be like, hey, ACAB, am I right?
Well, he didn't do that.
You know, you gotta know who you're picking up.
He didn't do that. He didn't bring up any of our enemies.
You gotta know who you're picking up, my man. What else was I gonna say?
Did you knock off a star because he didn't know who you were?
No, I always give them 5 stars.
Do you?
Well, as long as they get me there safely, what do I need? The guy's driving me.
Yeah.
I give him a good tip.
Yeah, I always tip pretty well.
Although he kept telling me about how much money he makes at his other job. I was like, geez, man. Like, work for it a little bit. Like, when I was, you know, when you're a waiter, you got to...
You're like, maybe he doesn't need a great tip. He's doing fine.
Like, as a waiter...
He's doing just fine.
And I'd be like, sorry, your food's a little late. My son, I'm a stay-at-home dad, and we have no diapers, and... There was an emergency. I got to keep him with the neighbor. And they tip you good.
Is that what you did?
No, I just made that up.
Okay.
I actually...
You could just tell people you were so poor you had to eat toilet wings.
I did. I did eat toilet wings. I ate wings on a toilet. Big difference. You're making it sound like I dipped
my bad.
The wings
my
in
bad.
Toilet juice.
Just don't tell them that you threw coleslaw up in the air, because then they'll hate you. They won't want to tip you at all.
Yeah, I'm a very bad person. One time at a bar, I threw food.
I'm pretending I like you right now as we speak.
Yeah, you're going to be caught on a hot mic later saying that
because
I don't go to games. He does. You know, the thing about Bart is he doesn't go to games, said by a guy who has not gone to a game in 10 years. And the last time he was at a game, he did a video because the usher wouldn't sit down and he couldn't see.
Aren't we supposed to not be talking about this?
I don't know. Zach Gelb played it on his show, dude. Like the video of Bill.
Okay. Happened on our airwaves. Zach Gelb is on our airwaves.
I swear to God, I was just, Doug and Racine's been on the phone. I was just going to go to him. Doug, I was just going to go to you, and then you went away. So if you are there, I would love to talk to you, Doug, but he's gone. So Rodgers is back. What was your favorite Aaron Rodgers not talk over the summer memory? Mine is that Rob Domofsky totally melted under the pressure and is terrible at his job. And I also think that Florio sucks.
Now hold on. Hold on 1 second. I understand Rob blocked you on Twitter. I get that. I happen to like Rob. Rob used to be our guy on the big show for a long time. And if anything, what we saw at that podium yesterday up there confirmed what Adam Schefter and Rob Domofsky were reporting. And I don't know why y'all are so mad at people for reporting. I don't understand why y'all are mad at the wrong people.
Rob's not terrible at his job. Rob's good at his job. Rob just can't handle criticism.
Well, what's to criticize? He was right. They were right.
He was tweeting the plane route.
Okay. That's not the first time this has been done, dude.
That's poor. It's poor. Poor journalism.
Why?
He's tweeting a plane route. Your guys are creeping on his plane because some nerd from cheesehead.net. I'm just tired of everybody doing things that I don't like.
Everybody should cover this thing exactly like Bart covers it.
I just want to talk about the Bucks.
Is your Bucks luck still burning?
It's so hard.
We're going to talk about on the Robbie show today. Is your Bucks luck, because I've been gone for so long, I don't. Is the Bucks luck still burning hot for
Yeah,
for
I just watched the YouTube video the other night. 70 minutes on Game 6 All Access.
You know what? I was going to watch that, and then just as I came across the link, I had to go have family dinner in Kenosha and have not gotten around to it yet, but I do want to check that out.
All right, Doug heard my plea. Doug and Racine. Doug, I was just going to get to you. I'm glad you called back.
Oh, yeah. We are the champions.
Hey, we are the champions.
Still got Bucks lost, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just called in. I need 30 seconds on Orlovsky about the Olympics.
Yeah, Jeff likes the Olympics. Bottle. Yeah.
Because he said the weird horse dancing. I'm headed to the Racine County Fair to watch my daughter ride horse. It ain't weird horse dancing. She puts a ton of work in. You know, she rides 5, 6, 7 hours a week for these competitions. And I just wanted to rebuttal him because he said weird horse dancing, and I'm on my way to fair.
Well, when your daughter was first like, Daddy, I want to ride horses and dance with them, were you like, what is this?
No, we luckily had a friend who had boys that wanted to do sports, and she wanted to ride horse, and her boys, she took my daughter under her wing at 5 years old.
Well, I'm glad that works out for you. I got to tell you, I got to be honest. There's no creature on this planet I hate more than horses. I hate them.
That's fine.
I just can't stand them. I hate looking at them. I think they're disgusting.
What?
I hate them. I don't get them. I hate them. Their poop smells.
Dude, horses are majestic creatures. I love horses. I had a friend of mine growing up, Bart. His stepdad was a trainer over there at Arlington Racetrack.
No.
I never went to watch the races. I never rode the horses. But I just liked hanging out around the barns, brushing them, feeding them. Just befriending them.
You know what I root for in the Kentucky Derby is I root for a horse to fall because then I know that that's going to be one less horse on this planet.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
I'm gonna end this talk right now, Bart.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm offended.
Yep.
I'm offended.
I hate them.
I'm going to complain to your boss. What's to hate about horses?
Hey, Doug, tell your daughter good luck, though.
You're such a miserable person. You're such a miserable, miserable person.
Have a good day.
No, didn't you have something about Rodgers or what? What'd you call for? Not horses.
No, I just wanted to say the Bucks. I just called the rebuttal, Jeff, because I told you I was taking a break on both shows. But when he said, you know, the horses, and I wanted to throw in some Bucks lust because
Doug, you can't take a break. You're building momentum as a caller. You can't take a break.
Oh, you guys got a lot of good callers, so I was just taking a break.
But I see something in you, Doug. You can be one of those elite callers.
I know. I could try harder. I could love you some more. I don't know. Just fade and bark. Fade and
this
bark.
Right here. This is everything I've ever wanted in a caller.
He just needed a break to recharge his battery, okay. Like me, man.
Yeah, I'm taking one, too. That's fine, Doug.
That Bucs season was a lot, man.
And I did watch the Bucs again this week, so I got Bucs lost. Still running hard. You, Rami, play some of that Bucs lost today.
It'll be happening.
Keep the Bucs
Don't
going.
You worry about that, Dougie. Don't you worry
and
about
Rogers,
that.
And Rodgers, my take on Rodgers, I put his jersey back on the wall after yesterday. I don't care about any of the garbage. I want another Super Bowl. That's all I want. He can dig whoever he wants. He can get the team back on his good graces with all the talk he talked about old players. And I'm good with him back. I'm happy. Just win us another Super Bowl, and we'll talk about the rest of it after that.
See, you're great, Doug. Keep it up.
Thanks, Doug. That's a great call, man.
All right.
Awesome call.
See you guys.
Be a stranger, bud.
See you, buddy.
See you, dude. What is with you and horses? Are you just mad because they have muscle tone and can run? Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's my number one complaint about horses, the muscle tone.
I mean, do you just look at them and you're like, why can't I have any of that? What is with you and horses? I've never heard anybody hate horses.
I don't like
them. What's to hate about a horse?
You know what it probably goes back to, honestly, is that the Broncos beat the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Shut up, dude. Oh, my God.
And John Elway looks like a horse, too.
Can I say something about what Doug said, though, about it's great that his daughter has something she's passionate about and, you know, she's trying to be really good at and working hard at. That's great for a kid to have in their lives, and it's great that he supports her in doing that. But that doesn't... It doesn't mean that anybody else needs to care about it. I haven't watched not one second of the Olympics, Bart. Not one second. I've been home for 5 days with nothing to do. Not one second of the Olympics, because there are a bunch of sports none of us care about for 4 years at a time. And that doesn't mean that people shouldn't play those sports. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be passionate about them and play them and work really hard at them. And the people in their lives who love them shouldn't support them in doing it. But that doesn't make it good to anybody else. We all work really hard at something, don't we?
I'm just glad.
Entertaining.
I'm glad that the U.S. is winning more gold medals, because for a while,
are they?
Yeah, the first couple of days they'd only gotten gold medals in one event, and it was shooting, and I thought that was very poorly. I mean, maybe it's very well representative of America, but I needed more medals than just shooting.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what medals or what we're winning them for or if there are medals won.
Going further. Now it's become trendy for some to actually root against the United States.
No,
for Americans to root against the United States. What about basketball? What about Middleton and Drew?
Don't care.
But it's Bucks lost.
They just won the basketball championship that matters.
What about Jordan Wara had 33 points off the bench for Nigeria?
Good for Jordan Wara.
These are tangible things that the Bucks can be excited about.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I just don't care. Mm. And that's all the argument. That's all the argument. It's like, oh, somebody cares a lot about this and works real hard at it. Okay. Like, somebody cares a lot about being an accountant and is working really hard at that in an office right now. Are you going to turn on your TV to watch somebody crunch numbers? No, man. It's boring. It's something you would never do.
Got an email here. I got an email. This one's from Mark.
You still take emails?
Yep. This one's from Mark the Horse.
Uh-huh.
He says, that's all he had for me.
I don't understand how you could hate horses, man.
I don't understand how you can hate me. CJ is in Greendale.
That I get.
What's up?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
So I'm listening to you guys about the horse dancing. That is hilarious. So shouldn't the horse, like, win the medal, not the person on the horse, since the horse is doing all the work?
Yeah. How come we all, like, never, like, why don't I know the name of one jockey either? They all go back to their Keebler Elves tree afterwards.
Wow.
So, hey, I got some breaking news out of Green Bay.
What?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
The equipment manager still hasn't found a helmet big enough for number 12.
God.
And if I may, can I use a line from Seinfeld?
Sure, you can use a line from Seinfeld.
I mean, you're already on a roll, buddy. Go for it.
Go ahead. And hey, hold on. Can you wait? Hey, can you wait 1 second, CJ?
Sure.
Can you wait 1 second before you use a line from Seinfeld?
It'll be good. It'll be good.
Here, I got little. Okay.
All right.
Go
you
ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
I want to sew his ass to his face.
Okay.
You guys never saw that episode, apparently. With crazy Joe DiBola.
Do you laugh at every sentence you say, or do you, is that a medical condition?
Just the Seinfeld stuff. I figure you guys are laughing at everything. I might as well, too.
My goodness. All right, CJ.
Have a good day.
What is happening this morning?
Oh, it's every morning. Let me get out to the Sean O'Connell. Sean.
What's the deal with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, are these people calling into the radio show?
What's the deal with Cobb?
Yes, he's back. Another team is paying his salary? I mean, what's the deal?
This feels like my last show, doesn't it? It feels like.
Oh, my goodness, Bart. You are close to being fired. And I also do not like horses. Because
oh, they're the worst.
How is this even possible?
I will explain. May I? Oops. Here's the explanation.
Please.
For every minute of fun you can get from a horse, you have to put in 15 metric tons of manure removal. That is it. And then you go to put a saddle. They're super needy. Oh, pet me. I'm so majestic. I have a smell. And then you go to get out the saddle, and then all of a sudden they want to be aloof like a cat.
Yeah, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I want to own a horse. I would own a horse if I could afford people to take care of them. But I'm just saying, like, from a distance, they're beautiful, beautiful, majestic creatures that deserve nothing but our love and admiration.
No. I'm not sold.
I will say, the one thing I will say is, even though I don't like a certain animal, I just want to make it clear that I do think that all God's critters do have a place in the choir, even though some sing low and some sing higher and some sing out loud from the telephone wire and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Well, I didn't think I could love you any more there, Bart Winkler, than hearing that. And also the Gordon Lightfoot stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we did. Some guy called in. He was like Gordon Lightfoot's biggest fan, and we talked about Gordon Lightfoot, Rami, for like 5 minutes.
It sounds...
You really missed out. Something.
Yeah, it was good. I had a Gordon Lightfoot mixtape in high school, and I had to write Slayer, Rain and Blood on the little thing there so that my friends wouldn't, you know, want to beat me up. But I, you know, still listened. Getting on to the Rodgers thing and listening to all the buzzwords like communication, all in, and whatnot, and man, I'm just keep playing Jeff Orlovsky's Last Call on a loop, and that's what it is. That guy, he hits the nail on the head every time that he calls. I mean, really, his take on it is really the take, and I'm very happy that you keep reminding us all, Bart Winkler, that the Bucks are our NBA champions.
It's been 9 days. I know that, you know, it's a lifetime ago. But
it's been a week since the parade. Today's the 1 week anniversary.
Today is the 1 week anniversary of the parade. He's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys take care. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Sean. Thank you. The Sean O'Connell. One thing, Rami, before I bid you adieu, is with the Bucks, it was fun in the summer because it, like, lasted the whole summer and we didn't have Summerfest, and this was a place to gather, and so it was great. But the bad part about that was, you know, regarding the Bucks loss in your discussion later today, as soon as it ended, like, it is football season. The football's happening. So if this would have happened, like, in the middle of June, we would have had more time to really soak it in. But now you've got the trade deadline this week. You've got – I mean, there's so much going on that – I mean, I get it. I don't want to lose the feeling I had with the Bucks.
No, I don't want to lose that feeling either, Bart. And that feeling is lust, is what it is. But how long would we talk about a Bucks championship if we didn't have, you know, drama in Green Bay and the Packers firing up training camp and the Brewers in first place? Because I was with my nephew Tuesday. We went to the Cubs Reds game out there at my happy place, Wrigley Field. And he was like, "Are you talking about this Aaron Rodgers thing? You've been talking about the Brewers." I was like, "Dude, the Bucks just won a championship. What do you think we're talking about?" He's like, "Well, how long are you going to talk about that for? What's left? What's even left to talk about? They won it. It's over. It happened." And he, on some level, he has a point. But Bart, I had a list of Bucks topics I wanted to do in the aftermath of them winning a championship that I just don't know if they're very relevant or people want to have those conversations anymore, because it's been 9 days since they won it and a week since we had a parade celebrating that they won it.
The
I don't know how long
the draft is tonight.
I you know what? I honestly did not know that till right before I dialed you up. They had a promo for it on ESPN. swear to you, I had no idea the NBA draft was tonight.
It's funny when we don't know about our jobs.
Well, we have so much going on. Nobody around here cares about the NBA draft, man. We have so much going on. We don't. We have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to sports talk topics and content for us to work from right now, Bart. It's crazy.
Let me see. I've been doing this. Let me see if.
And you're talking about Gordon Lightfoot and how much you hate horses. What are you doing?
Do you want to know what I talked about a year ago today?
Sure.
I like doing this.
Today in Bart Winkler history.
Well, because remember of COVID.
What's that? What vid?
Here's some topics that I had on my rundown a year ago today.
Okay.
The latest.
You keep these?
Yeah, I keep all my rundowns.
Wow.
The latest on the MLB scheduling situation. MLB was back, so at least we talked about that. My 7 o'clock lead topic was, are Grand Slams rally killers?
Grand Slams are rallies. How is it a rally killer? Grand Slam is literally a one-swing rally.
More, you got no more guys to turn the
oh,
bases.
Oh, shut up. God, you're the worst.
You got no more ducks on the pond.
Uh-huh.
I put here at 8:45, would Bears or Vikings fans even want Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Yes. I worked in Minnesota, and I'm a lifelong Bears fan. The answer to both of those are yes.
And then at 8:15, it says, quick reaction to the same BS Rodgers told some douche. I don't know what that would have been about.
I'm not sure what that means.
I'll have to go look at that one. Anyway,
no clue.
Just when you say embarrassment of riches, we had nothing about a year ago.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we're blessed, man. Way up. I feel blessed.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go and...
All right, good, because I was here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anytime now.
All right, bye. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Rami Makhlouf. Fourth Base Sports Bar on National. You can check that out for the games. This bar has been around since 1977, and since it's been around, there's still been nothing like it. Many have duplicated, none have succeeded. It's the Fourth Base Sports Bar. This is the place to go. You think of your neighborhood sports bar, so think of a spot, maybe from wherever, you know. This could be a bar that's on the corner bar. This could be like a bar that you're thinking of, you know, when you go up north. This is a sports bar, so it's just a vintage horseshoe bar, memorabilia, the TVs, sports bar. Then you get a little hungry and you think, all right, can I see a menu? And they say the menu's right there. Go look at it. And then you see a deli case and you're like, wow, this is different. It is different, but it's also great. Lobster and steak and crab and seafood and whatever you're looking for. So I went in there, first time I ate there, I said, I'm looking at this. I know I want something. I said something seafoody, and I do want a steak sandwich. So the menu is you figuring out what you want. They tell you what they're, you know, what's been popular that day or whatever. But if you want a steak, they'll grill up a steak. If you want a steak sandwich, they can make a shaved steak sandwich. You want crab with some mushroom. You want just some lobster. They got it all for you. This is great dining at a sports bar. This is something different, something unique. I'll tell you that visitors, they love to come here. This is a stop for them. It was in the movie Major League. And when I say visitors, I also mean the visiting team. CJ now, the word of mouth has spread. Like when St. Louis comes here and Cincinnati comes here, he caters for them. That's how good the food is. So do check it out. It's on National. Great spot to watch the games. And then when the team's home, great spot to go before and after the games as well. Fourth Base Sports Bar. Check out their Facebook page. Brian Gutekunst is continuing this trend of just complete honesty from the Packers. It is a lot to grasp and really wrap our head around. More on him. He talked earlier today. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu.com. And a brother that went to Lakeland, play a little soccer there. And I'll tell you this, as he told me every day, it's a great day to be a Muskie. It's an interesting day to be a Packer fan. I tried. Everybody's just so open and honest. I've never seen anything like this. Toby, I don't know if, I mean, even just in the last 24 hours, we've had Rodgers spill his guts, which we wanted. We had Devontae say, you know what, I got to be the highest paid or this is it. And now this morning, and we'll hear a little bit from Gutekunst here, but I didn't realize he was talking today. He talked yesterday, so you think you get one shot at the GM. Rodgers and Devontae say all this stuff, and now Goody's answering. I don't even know if these guys are talking to each other in the building, but now they're talking through the media, which never seems to be a great idea, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, it was like a Gutekunst rebuttal interview, press conference. Oh, like, man. Here's what Aaron said yesterday. What do you have to say about that? Here's what Devontae said. What do you have to say about that? It's like, oh, boy, this could go well. Hopefully it will, but it could also go very, very bad.
All right, so let's do that, because here, Goody talked about an hour ago, and we were kind of busy, you know, wishing for different animals to perish, which, okay. Randall Cobb got traded to the Packers. That had to be because of Rodgers, right? I mean, it had to be. So we all think that. We all move on. Goody was asked about it, and he admitted it was. Normally, you're just like, you know, we identified Randall. No, this was... He says that the end is the best part. We say, that was for Aaron.
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's a big, you know, obviously without Aaron, I don't think we would probably be pursuing that. Randall's still a really good player. Seeing him last night just kind of reminded me of, you know, what an impact he'll have in our locker room for our football team. But, you know, this was a very important thing for Aaron, and that's why we did it.
Okay, I'm going to bring this up again, and I don't like doing this, but I am going to because I just am. Randall Cobb put an Instagram post out that said, I'm home. There was a lot of people that commented, welcome back. All right. LFG, all this great stuff. There was one person that commented, I believe it was, here we go. Or this is great. Shailene Woodley. Now I know they're friends now from the Derby. I just don't like how into... I just think that, you know, it's not, again... You know, I'm not trying to, I'm not singling out.
Who runs the Packers organization, Brian Gutekunst or Shailene Woodley?
I think right now, Shailene. A lot, I mean, she got in his head. But this is not like a woman thing. This is Rodgers. This is what happens. A lot of people have got in Rodgers' head. I've called Rodgers a personality chameleon. There was a while that he was, like, Martellus Bennett was in his head. And Ryan Braun was in his head. Basically, Rodgers is, like, one of those avatars. Like, he's just a vessel for other people's thoughts. That's kind of a mean thing to say, but... Rodgers, if you're driving around listening, 799-1250, we know you're listening. Remember when that was said? All right. One of the things Rodgers said was that these guys get dismissed. Clay Matthews and Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. And the veterans that Rodgers thinks should stay, the Packers just cast aside. Now, a lot of these guys were under the Thompson tenure, but some with Goody. Does Goody have any regrets about how he treated veterans?
I wouldn't say I have any regrets. I think there's, you know, obviously this is a hard business. This is a tough business. And when it comes to an end for any player, I don't think it usually goes well. And I don't think they usually feel very good about it. We are always very sensitive to what those players have given this organization. And when we go through that, it's always with class and dignity. But again, it's a hard business. And I think sometimes, you know, obviously the Packers may take the brunt of what is the NFL business, you know. I think while those decisions are hard, they have to be made for the team to grow. I mean, you know, keeping players longer than maybe we should, then all of a sudden we're not signing guys we should down the road. So it's a little bit of a domino effect, and it's hard. It's hard on players, and players should have those feelings. It's hard, and when you play as long as Aaron has, you're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You want more than if it was a reported 30-second phone call. I mean, you want more than that for Clay Matthews. And if Rodgers, you know, Rodgers wants a heads up when, like, hey, I just praised Jake Kumerow. Can you let me know that you're moving on from him? But very rarely do people retire in the NFL on their terms. These guys want to keep playing, and I totally get that. What in life is like playing football? What in life is, I mean, you chase that high. There's a reason a lot of these guys go back into broadcasting. They just want to be around the game, coaching. They want to be around the game. There's an addictive nature to sports like that. To tell a guy you're done. I mean, we all saw this in the movie Little Big League. when he had to trade Jerry. Remember that? And Billy told Jerry, he said, Jerry, I don't want to have to trade you, but you're not producing. I love you so much. I mean, one time, I used to collect all your baseball cards, Jerry. I traded you for two Wade Boggs and a Sammy Sosa. And Jerry looked Billy right in the eye and he said, I have to go home and tell my wife that I got traded, but it's okay because some kid likes my baseball card. None of these guys ever want to go voluntarily. Devontae Adams wants to be the highest paid receiver. Goody, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit with that particular situation. It's how you interpret what the highest wide receiver in the National League is getting paid. You know what I mean? So certainly I agree with him that he's definitely worth that. And we believe that as well. I think there might be just a little bit of difference in what we believe is the highest paid wide receiver and what he might.
What is that difference?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of that, but I think again, we value him. He's such a great player. He's a warrior when he goes out there. And obviously we would like to figure something out, and we'll continue to work on that as we go.
So what is the difference? Is it per year? Is it like biggest contract? Maybe Devontae wants per year or one side. I don't know. I mean, money, the numbers are numbers.
I mean, Devontae's just got to want whatever Hopkins has and then just a little bit more, right? So I don't understand what Goody's saying there, unless he's saying because Hopkins is such a large margin over everybody else in the league that he's saying, yeah, you can be the highest paid, not named DeAndre Hopkins.
Which there was a report that was the case. Dave's on the Northwest side. Dave.
All right, here's the one question I have for you. You have these three players, Cobb, Matthews, and Jordy. What did they do once the Packers traded them? Not one of them was worth a darn. And so
Jordy, I picked up Jordy as a Raider in fantasy one week. He had a touchdown. But then I cut him the next week, yeah.
Thank you. So that you know, let Aaron Rodgers retire and become his own GM. If he thinks these guys can play and they go someplace else and they can't, what makes them think they can come back here and be just as spectacular? One last question, Bart. Does Aaron Rodgers get a ring for the NBA championship?
Yeah.
He does?
Yep.
Well, then he can say he's got two rings. Good for him. All right, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks. There was one game. Remember there was one game with the Raiders? I'm looking at Jordy's stats now. He had 10 catches for 97 yards. First few weeks. Oh, that was the end of the season. Yeah, end of the season. Jordy finished 10 for 97, 6 for 48. Who, nobody cares. I just realized nobody cares about me reading Jordy Nelson's stats. I just realized that. I have this great platform that I am blessed with every day. And I got on the air and I'm reading Jordy Nelson's stats from 2018. What a waste of time. I apologize. Goody talked about Rodgers being a lame duck. All right, Goody, your rebuttal?
Yeah, that's a hard one for me because I don't necessarily, I've never looked at it like that.
Oh.
Obviously, at the moment, he's got 3 years left on his contract, so we certainly don't look at it as a lame duck. we may alter that, but even at that stage, it's not going to be a one-year contract. So never looked at it like that. As you guys know, in this business, it's everything's year to year. I've never looked at it as a lame duck situation with any player.
All I'm going to say is they have always, since they drafted Jordan Love, you can pinpoint to the Rodgers contract. You can pinpoint to the salary cap. The play has been after 2021, you move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's been what the blueprint has shown. Right now, that hasn't changed. Rodgers had an MVP season. So now he's back here. Is he going to win MVP again? Maybe. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's worse. Maybe he's tangibly worse. Maybe he's somehow better. I have no idea. But right now, the plan isn't any different. It's just that we have Randall Cobb back.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they made that draft pick if they're going to think that Jordan Love needed to sit 2 years, because surely a quarterback would come out in these past two drafts that they could have found that they could have, you know, sat and let learn. It didn't make a lot of sense to me, but you're right. It really doesn't make sense. If you're going to keep Rodgers past this year, then that draft pick goes down as one of the stupidest in NFL history. Because what are you doing when you're drafting a quarterback like that and you have Aaron Rodgers? And maybe it motivated Aaron Rodgers last year to do what he did, because Aaron Rodgers was on the decline when they drafted him, and then he has an MVP season after they draft him. But you got to think at some point they got to move on from Rodgers, or they got to move on from Love. They got to make up their mind, and you'd think this is their last year to be able to do that.
You know how much little I've discussed the Packers and paid attention? I had to look up yesterday who they drafted in the second round. Josh Myers. I completely forgot.
Center, Ohio State, right?
I remember Eric Stokes. I remember Amari Rodgers. We're not letting Bucks Lust die. That's why we're out with this. Big Show up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.